And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, it seems like the Democratic National Convention is set to be quite a spectacle, which I'm sure a lot of you have already read or seen a lot about. On Wednesday, Chicago will be hosting what's being dubbed as DNC Drag Night Chicago, a voter registration kiki. Now, I'm not an expert on kikis, but I can tell you this promises to be anything but demure. The Drag Pack, a group of alumni from RuPaul's Drag Race, is organizing multiple drag shows throughout the city with the goal to increase voter registration because, hey, that's all you need to get someone to perform their civic duty. Sequins and stilettos. One of the stars promoting the event declared, "You thought a city of politicians was too much? Wait till you see a city of drag queens." I don't know which group is more dramatic. But the theatrics doesn't stop there. The DNC is also pulling out all of the stops to make the convention more like a Hollywood awards show. Every night will kick off with a different celebrity host, including Tony Goldwyn. Never heard of him. And someone from The View. Yeah, when I think of the Democratic National Convention, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Daytime talk show hosts. And other news, finally, other news. It seems like the Attorney General of the state of Texas is digging deeper into the allegations surrounding the Children's Hospital in Houston. The hospital is under investigation for allegedly performing gender transition procedures on minors, even after such procedures were classified as child abuse in the state. Dr. Ethan Haim, who brought these allegations to light, now finds himself in hot water with the federal government. The Biden-Harris administration has indicted him on multiple HIPAA violations despite claims that no personal information was released in his report. No good deed goes unpunished, does it? Adding to the drama, a nurse who assisted Dr. Haim in exposing the practices reports that she's been fired from the hospital. Of course she has, because you can't keep children safe in this climate. According to the nurse, her termination came not only as retaliation for her whistleblowing, but also due to her religious beliefs. Look, standing up for your convictions can come at a steep price, but Jesus never said following him would be easy. Good on these two. And in lighter news, and I use that term loosely, a new TikTok trend has taken the internet by storm. The creator has popularized the term very demure, I used it earlier, to describe various actions. I'm not entirely sure what putting makeup on has to do with being demure, but apparently it's all the rage among the young folks these days. It's become so popular that even the White House couldn't resist jumping on the bandwagon. Of course, they couldn't. They described canceling student debt as very mindful and very demure. Never thought I'd see the day when, well, yes, I did. I'm not even going to say that because, yes, I did. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.